Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. And I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a wonderful day today. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And looking forward as we go through this month of January, continuing to serve the Lord, off to a great start in 2023. Brand new year, brand new month, a brand new day, Sunday, start of another week. We're ready to serve the Lord. And listen, if your Bible's close by, I started yesterday talking from Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. And we talked about a shocking question. And God posed this shocking question to the Israelites. They said, will a man rob God? And the answer would be, who in the world would want to rob God? Who would want to steal from God? And God said, you've stolen from me. You've robbed me. And they said, well, how have we robbed you? He said, in tithes and offerings. And boy, we get hard on Israel saying, how could you steal from God? But wait a minute. We have to make sure we're not robbing God as well. And we spoke yesterday about how we could rob God of service. I urge you to go back and pick up yesterday's broadcast. It'll bring you up to date with where we're going to start today. But just by way of quick review, we rob God of service. Romans 12:1 and Ephesians 2, that it's our reasonable service to serve God based on what he's done for us. But then we also can rob God of our youth. Paul told Timothy, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. Don't think just because you're young, you don't need to serve God. No, you ought to serve God from your youth. I thank God that I served him from my youth. Ecclesiastes says, well, it's good to bear the yoke in our youth. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did when I didn't deal with arthritis and I didn't deal with some of the aches and pains that age can bring. I'm thankful that I did what I did for God. And I'm thankful I grew up in a home where mom and dad said, we'll be in church every time the doors are open. And I thank God for the verses I learned in my youth and the songs I learned in my youth and the friendships I forged in my youth. I thank God for my youth. And then we can rob God. And we ended yesterday by talking about we can rob him in tithes and offerings. You see, he said, bring all the tithe into the storehouse. It goes from Deuteronomy chapter 14. In Deuteronomy chapter 14 and verse number 29, the Bible says this, In the Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, shall come, and shall eat and be satisfied, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hand which thou doest. So you bring the tithe into the storehouse, and that's where the ministry and the help for others flowed from the temple. The Levites were set apart by God to serve in the temple, and they were provided for by the tithes of God's people. That was the supplies that were needed for the temple. And they would tithe not just money, but their tithing of their crops and their wheat and their corn. And not only the Levite, but the poor and the fatherless, the widow, the sojourner, would be ministered to through the meeting the needs of those tithes that had been brought into the storehouse by God's people. So, see, that's why it says, so there may be bread in my house. So we understand that's that the tithe is the means by which God has chosen to, very practically speaking, fund the ministry to his people, the ministry of the church. As we take this truth from the days of old and bring it into our current day, it's the ministry of the local church. And that ministry of the local church is funded by the tithes and offerings of God's people. And we give our tithes and offerings to the local church so there may be meat in the house of the Lord. Not necessarily physical bread, but spiritual bread. Jesus said he's the bread of life. And the ministry of the local church is all about taking the bread of life to folks who are hungry, taking the bread of life to people who need to know about Jesus. So we come and we worship God and we give to God of a portion of what he's given to us, the first fruits of all our increase, that there may be bread in the house. We do it here at Bible Baptist Church. We have missionaries scattered around the world, over 90 missionaries supported monthly by the people of Bible Baptist Church. We have this radio broadcast funded by our folks and some generous people who give on a monthly basis to help us with the radio broadcast. And what is that? That's meat in the house. We have our addictions program that we have both here on Thursday night at 6:30 and also in two different prisons. And we have a dinner day every year where we provide a Thanksgiving dinner for the community and invite all to come. We have a fun fest we run here in the spring. We'll be doing it again in May, and we have sometimes have to help folks with gasoline or help folks with food or help folks with rent, other needs often met by the church. Why? Because of the faithful giving of God's people. There's meat in the house. And listen, the Lord has never rescinded that statement. Oh, I often hear people say, well, I can't afford to tithe. Well, but let me ask you a question. How is it you can afford car payments and a cable TV bill? And a four-wheeler, and a 50-inch flat screen, and eating out four or five times a week. But you can't afford to give God what's His. Oh, my friend, don't be a robber of God. The tithe is the Lord's. It's not mine. It's God's. In fact, all of it's God's. The New Testament teaches we're stewards of what God has given to us. But the promise that God makes in Malachi chapter 3 is an amazing promise. And again, he says, you bring all the tithe into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. But then he goes on to say that, see, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. God is saying, I dare you to do this. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. God says, hey, by the way, we ought to give, and we ought to give God his tithe just because we're not robbing him. But God says, when you give, and you give the tithe, and you give an offering above that, I will make sure to open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. There won't be room enough to receive it. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. But we must be obedient. A handful of people went on a mission trip to Eastern Europe. When they came back home, they told how they were impressed with the dedication of the Christians in Romania. Christians there didn't have very much, but they believe they should tithe. They think that's God's standard. But the government of Romania is very repressive, and they're allowed to give only 2.5% of their income to charitable organizations. They're trying to minimize the opportunity for any anti-government opposition. So the Romanians are searching for loopholes in the law so that they'll be able to give 10%. They have less. But they're looking for a way to give at least 10%. We have so much more, and we're free to give as we please. In fact, you get a tax break by doing so, and we're looking for loopholes in the Bible to avoid doing it. What an indictment on us. The songwriter's right when he said, by and by, when I look on his face, beautiful face, thorn-shadowed face, by and by, when I look on his face, I'll wish I had given him more. I'll wish I had given him more. Don't rob God of the tithe and the offering. And then we can rob God not only of our youth, not only of our service, and not only of our tithe and offering, but also of our praise. The Bible says over in the book of Hebrews that we're to be offering God the sacrifice of praise continually. We rob God of praise when we take credit for anything. Should the axe cutting down the tree praise itself or the one who used it? Should the bat that hit the home run praise itself or the player who used it? Should the brush that paints the picture praise itself or the one who used it? Should the ball that goes through the hoop praise itself or the one who shot it? The tool cannot exalt itself over the hand that uses it. We are but vessels in the hand of God, but we are to be vessels unto honor. And whatever God does with me, he deserves the praise. He deserves the glory. Over in Acts chapter 12, you read the account of Herod giving a speech and a great oratory, and the people were so impressed. It's Acts 12 and verse number 21. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it's the voice of God, a God and not of man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Boy, that's a pretty serious thing. What? He took praise and didn't give God the glory. He took praise that only belonged to God. I'd say God's pretty serious about us giving him the praise. God doesn't share his glory with anyone else. I know that without him, I can do nothing. Without him, I can do nothing. That's if you have Christian. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. Christ-ian. If you take away Christ, all you have left is I-A-N. You know what that stands for? I am nothing without Christ. Oh, my friend. Charles Wesley wrote a song in 1739. It was on the one-year anniversary of his conversion. And his song was, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad, the honors of thy name." Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears. 'Tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me. Oh, praise the Lord. Psalmist said, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." I don't want to rob God of praise that belongs to him. It is good to give praise unto God. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. God inhabits the praises of his people. Have you praised the Lord yet today? I hope you'll take time to give God praise that belongs to him. Used to have a doxology that churches would sing at the end of a service. You remember it? "Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, all ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost." It was praise him. Praise him. Praise him today. Hey, I'm not robbing God. I'm not going to have God look at me and say, "You robbed me." I don't want to rob God of service. I don't want to rob God of youth. I don't want to rob God of tithe and offerings. And I don't want to rob God of the praise that rightfully belongs to him. Well, I hope you won't either. Let's give God what he deserves. Let's give it willfully. Let's give it joyfully. Let's give it happily. And let's serve the Lord today with all of our heart. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I appreciate each and every listener. Thank you for those who support us from time to time. We're deeply grateful for your help and your support. And if we can ever do anything to help you or pray for you, or you want to share a blessing or prayer request, just drop me an email or give us a phone call here at the church. All right? Well, Lord willing, I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with us. sunny smile.